with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. Major League Baseball action last night was the Dodgers over the Twins 5-2. In the game, Shohei Ohtani gave up a one-run home run to the first batter he faced on only the second pitch, but he came back to hit one of his own to give LA a lead it would not relinquish. Elsewhere, in 10 innings, the Phillies beat the Red Sox 3-2 on an unusual play. It was a catcher's interference call that created a walk, and that created the winning run for Philadelphia in the extra inning game. Elsewhere, shutout, Brewers over the Mariners, another shutout, Pirates over the Tigers. Padres down the Marlins by a run 2-1, Astros over the Diamondbacks, Blue Jays beat the Yankees. It was the Mets over the Angels, Braves defeating the Giants. White Sox beat the Rays, Cardinals over the Rockies, Rangers beat the Athletics. It was the Guardians over the Orioles 10-5, Nationals beat the Reds 10-8, and the Royals thumped the Cubs 12-4. This is SRN Sports. The WNBA resumes play tonight, but without the league's fresh young face of Caitlin Clark. She's not expected to be available tonight until she's able to recover from an injury that she incurred just before the league's All-Star break. It caused the star player to pull out of Friday night's three-point contest as well as Saturday night's All-Star game itself. Well, Donald Trump is serious about having two major league franchises, one in football, one in baseball, to revert to their previous names. One is the Washington Commanders. Mr. Trump wants to go back to the Redskins, and he wants the Guardians to resume their old Indians name. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said yesterday the president's comments were not a joke. And in less contentious news, tennis great Venus Williams and her doubles partner Hailey Baptiste won a match in the D.C. Open last night against the 2014 Wimbledon runner-up Eugene Bouchard and a local player. This is SRN Sports.